Thank you, Margaret. I didn't know it was that emotional for you, but then again, I might have guessed you'd milk it for all it was worth.
Get a load of you. What jealousy?
What do you mean jealous? So welcome to our show, folks, and today is an encore. It's a Friday. It's the 9th of June, and we've got Dr. Jim Sadler. He's out of the office. He's not in his medical office. He's out enjoying a cocktail and considering, quote, yet again, that he wants so much out of his life. So it's one of these reflective,
yeah, it's Dr. Sadler being reflective and moody.
Yeah, he's moody and up and down and everything.
Right. So he's having a cocktail, which probably is not a good idea. Let's hear how all of this came out on the 9th of June last year, 2022. It's Dr. Jim Sadler out of the office enjoying a cocktail. Man, he wants so much out of life on the world famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com with Phil Henry, General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman.
And we do have Dr. Jim Sadler on the phone.
Gray, you went...
I know, my voice cracked.
Yeah, you went, we do.
Does he have to...
We don't have to point that out every time, Bud, if you don't mind.
All right, but you said that you don't want people sound jacked up.
Yeah, but he didn't say point it out all the time. All right, I got it. Thank you very much, Bud.
I said Dr. Jim Sadler. All right. Dr. Sadler, how are you? Dr. Sadler, how are you?
Very good, Margaret, and thank you for having me on your program today, and I wish all of you there and the Phil Henry Show much, much good cheer and much good fortune.
Thank you, Dr. Sadler. We wanted to talk with you about the Moderna vaccine. This is a new COVID vaccine. Have you been familiarizing yourself with it?
You know, I have, Phil, to the extent that I can. I have tried to familiarize myself with all of the COVID vaccines that have been made available. But I got to tell you something. I'm not in the office right now. I'm actually over at a place called Schaefer's, which is a very favorite old steakhouse and cocktail lounge here in the Pacific Beach area of San Diego, California. And for the first time, and probably, I got to put it at 4 months, 4 to 5 months. The first time in 4 to 5 months, I'm having a drink. And I'm relaxing, and I was talking to a couple of young ladies here. Thank you very much. And a couple of young ladies, they're leaving right now, but we were discussing their future. They're going to be nurses. And I was talking to them. I got my good friend here, Shay, who's the bartender. How are you? I'm not feeling any pain right now. So, Phil, I wanted to let you know before we start the conversation.
That's good. I mean, that's, you know what, Dr. Sadler, a man's got to relax, and a man has got to take time to relax, you know, and not be thinking work all the time.
Well, people have been telling me that, but...
So you're having, what, can I ask you what you're drinking?
I'm having, you know what, Shay, you made this for me. What's this called?
Well, it's rum, and there's some grapefruit juice in it. And there's Coca-Cola in it.
Long Island iced tea, Phil, the ones that you have.
Oh, boy. Those are powerful.
Well, I can tell you I'm relaxing and enjoying it. And thank you very much, Shay, for making that for me.
You bet. Anytime.
And I also am going to be called here for dinner. I got a reservation for one. That's right. I'm by myself. And the maitre d' is actually the hostess tonight. Your name is Shelley, right?
Yeah.
And that's Shelley. She's going to be calling me for dinner.
Well, so you're taking some time for yourself. Should we not...
Maybe we shouldn't be talking to you about this right now, Dr. Sadler.
No. It's all right. No, I want to talk about it, but I wanted to be... I want truth in lending, as they say, Phil. You know, truth in advertising. Truth in advertising.
Right. Let us know what you're up to tonight. So you're having a drink. You sure you want to talk about business?
You know, Phil, I'm in a mood tonight where I want to be completely honest with you, and I want to be honest with your audience, because, and I said this once before on your show, and I forgive me, but I feel like being honest, because, you know, I work and I work and I work. I take care of, I don't know, we probably have some 30 or 40 families, upwards of sometimes we've had in the practice 50, 60 families, and I'm responsible for their health, and I do the best I can, but, you know, I want more, and I want so much.
Yeah, we had this discussion. Dr. Sadler, you were very honest with us once before.
I just heard, again, I heard, but you went, Dr. Sadler.
I didn't say Dr. Sadler. I said Dr. Sadler.
All right, but you did hear your voice go, Doc? This, you heard that?
Yes, I did, and I don't care.
Okay, Jesus Christ. I'm talking to a gal over here.
All right, Dr. Sadler, if you could just step.
Sorry. So,
well, you're saying that you want so much. You sound as if there's a bit of frustration.
No, I wouldn't say it's frustration. I would say that it's a... God, I look at my life and where I could have been as opposed to what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is good. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, Phil, you know, there was a time that I dabbled in psychiatry. There was a time that I dabbled in veterinarian medicine. And God, I want so much. You know?
What do you mean you want so? If you're here to talk with us, Dr. Sadler, about the vaccines, the new COVID vaccines, and yet you seem to have your mind on something bigger.
I do. It is bigger. It's way bigger. It's bigger than COVID vaccines. It's bigger than I want to do things that I never did done that I never done before. I want to, you know, I don't want to just sit around all day taking the medicine into the pointy thing, which...
Yeah, you still don't know what's called a hypodermic needle.
It's called some kind of a needle. I know I want to sit around all day long, and I'm taking medicine into the pointy thing, and I'm injecting it into some kid that's screaming its guts out. I don't know.
Dr. Jim Sadler. Dr. Sadler is with us. Maybe we should table this discussion.
No. I wouldn't hear of it. No, I want to talk about it. Yeah, the Moderna vaccine, it's really great, and we're going to be, you know, we'll be administering it. But, for the first time in 4 months, Phil, I'm sitting here, I'm having a drink.
Having a drink? Don't knock the guy the way he pronounces things.
Was that Dickman? Did you just say I'm having a drink?
Yeah, but that's what you said.
Oh, that really...
Sorry, I mean, that's what you said.
All right, let's, can we calm down a little bit?
Right. But that's what I mean, you know, when a guy says that I said dwink, and I do, that's how I pronounce dwink, I say dwink, and I'm not making no apologies for it, and I'm having a couple of drinks tonight, and that's how I feel about that. But there's so much that I want in this world. When you talk to me, Phil...
I mean, maybe we ought to talk about this on another night is what I'm saying. No, I want to hear this. I think it's interesting as well. Dr. Sadler is expressing a deep need to express something having to do with your own life.
Yes, that's it, Margaret. I have to express this about myself because every day I've got a... Forgive me, Phil, but every day I've got a tube up someone's you-know-what. I'm looking at the guys. Think about it. Think about what I do.
Dr. Sadler, you chose this career.
Yes, I did. You're right. But even though I chose it, there's people that have to do this work. And if you think about what I do, I take a tube and I stick it up a guy's...
Well, you're not a urologist.
You don't have to be a urologist, okay? Sometimes people have a complaint, and you will, and then you'll send them out to a specialist, sure. But I got to, as the first line of defense, as the PCP, you know, the primary care physician, huh? You know what that is, right?
Yes, I understand.
All right. I'm the one that has to take a tube and stick it up and look up it. I don't know.
Okay, so...
See, and when I say to you that I need so much, I want so much, you're there going...
Dr. Sadler, we're not laughing at you, but the way you express things...
I know. I say dwink.
No, not that. The way you express things, the earnestness in your voice, you're very passionate tonight, and it is rather uncommon. No, we're not amused. We are very struck by that.
Well, you can be struck by it. You can be... You're sideswiped by it, you can be run down by it, or you could be rolled, or you could be hit and run by it. Okay? But the fact is there's so much in this world that I want. And I don't get to have it as long as I'm doing the...
Give us an idea. Tell us what it is you want.
What's the number one thing you want?
The number one thing that I want is I want more than one woman. That sounds crazy. Okay? But God, think of what I do.
I'm sorry, what did you say? You want more than one? Is there a woman in your life right now?
I got a woman in my life, yes. And she's a nice lady, and we provide each other with the things what we need. And I met her at the gym because, you know, Phil, I'm a bodybuilder. She's a bodybuilder. She does a lot of competition. I go with her to competitions. We walk about And, you know, we stroll about the crowds there in a lot of the weightlifting and bodybuilding competition and the body sculpting competitions. We stroll about. I oftentimes I'll wear, like, silver boots, and I've got a yellow leotards. And her name is Mandy, and Mandy will wear muscle-fitted shirts. She wears very tight, sort of a hot pant with silver high heels. And we stroll about the grounds, and people will take pictures of us. And you would think...
Oh, this is you at a weightlifting competition.
At bodybuilding.
Yeah, that's right. You've been bodybuilding for a long time now.
At least 13 years I have, and I've been in a lot of different competitions. And my wife, Mandy... is a good deal younger than me, but we make for a good team. But I need more. I need more.
Like, what do you need?
What do you mean when you say need more?
I want to be... I feel like I need more than one woman. I know that sounds...
Oh, my God.
I know it sounds selfish, but I stroll about the various competitions with one woman. I feel I need to have two or three...
Sadler, you don't sound like a guy that wants so much as in you really need things. You sound like a glutton, someone who just wants to amass all kinds of symbols of power.
What? What are you talking about? Symbols of power?
Well, why do you need three women?
Did you just hear yourself, Henry? Mr. Henry? You went, woo, 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 woo. Why do you... Why do,
why do you need three women?
I want to have more than just one woman.
What else?
What else, that, Mr. Sadler?
It's Dr. Sadler.
Sorry, what else?
I feel like I need a... There's so much I want. I want to have a house on the hill. I want to have a boat on the lake. But most of all, I want to get paid. I want to get paid.
That's just like that song by... what's that cat?
Am I wrong for wanting better? Yeah, that's the guy. What's the guy's name?
Kirko Bangs.
Who?
Kirko Bangs.
Yeah, check it. This guy, is it okay to play a little bit of this, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, we can sample a bit of it. Is that right, bud?
Yeah, sample it out just to tell people what it is.
This right here. Listen to what the guy said. Yeah. I want to be rich. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I want
to be rich. See, this is great. People understand. That's exactly what I want to be. I want to be rich, okay?
All right, so can we kill that, bud?
Yeah, that's Kirko Bangs.
Yeah, that man speaks for me. He speaks for me. I want to be rich. Don't see nothing wrong with wanting more. I want to be rich. I'm tired of sleeping on the floor. I want to be rich. Don't see nothing bad in one and more. I want a house on a hill and a boat on the lake. And most of all, I want to be paid. I want to be rich.
All right, Dr. Sadler, you sound, excuse me for saying this, you sound like a jackass, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot for that, General.
Well, you know what? You got to practice in medicine. What do you mean you want to be rich? You're sitting here on this program complaining about how much you want. You're sitting in a bar room right now talking to young women, waiting to have your steak. Guy making you a drink. What did he make for you?
What was the drink that you made for me?
Made a Long Island iced tea for you, Dr. Sadler.
A Long Island iced tea.
Right. You're probably going to get... You'll probably be half in the bag by the end of this program.
All right. And so what? So if I am... I want to be rich. Don't see nothing wrong with wanting more. I want to be rich.
All right. I don't see any point in continuing with this. Dr. Sadler, we think that perhaps you've... this is...
I'm what? I'm drunk?
Well, it sounds to me like you're not ready to press on with the topic. The conversation was going to be about the Moderna vaccine.
Oh, for God's sake. We've got the vaccine. The Moderna vaccine's great. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine's great. We've had the vaccine. Johnson & Johnson's been working on the COVID vaccine since January of 2020. The vaccines work. The boosters work. I mean, what is the problem? And all I'm saying to you, well, I'm a doctor, and I'm attending to the needs of people who come in every day going, oh, I don't want to get COVID. And all I'm saying is, God, I want so much. And what do? I sit every day, and I listen to everybody else's problems, but the people want to listen to my problems. Ah, they don't. And that's why I say, when you say I want more, it isn't that I want to be rich, Mr. Henry. It's that, that song just says, I want to be rich. God.
You know what? I remember you coming on the program once before and singing that song.
All right, so what if I did?
Well, what's changed in the interim?
What's changed in the nothing. That's what's changed. How about nothing? Okay.
Look, you've got a beautiful young wife. You're a bodybuilder. I expect you've got, you know, big guns and a big chest.
I got big guns and a big chest, and I got a small.
Yeah, did you just say you have a small dick?
No, I didn't. I was just kidding around.
Well, I heard that too.
Well, you heard wrong, okay? Because I'm strapped. All right, you understand? Everybody, you got that straight? You. I'm strapped.
You're what?
I said I'm strapped.
Okay, Dr. Sadler has been our guest, Dr. Jim Sadler.
But I didn't tell you anything about the Moderna vaccine.
You told us it works. It's fantastic. Hurry up and get it, right?
Yeah, as soon as it's made available, you should get it. And in the meantime, just remember me, Dr. Jim Sadler. Oh, God, I want so much. I want so much.
Thanks, Dr. Sadler.
Hey, you, light touch. Did you see what...
Dr. Jim Sadler, our guest on the program.
Well, I guess he had it coming. Yeah, Dr. Sadler's relaxing, and he told us a little bit about a Moderna, you know.
He didn't tell us anything about anything other than the fact that he wants so much. Now he says he wants to be rich. No, he doesn't.
I'm playing that song by, what's the guy? Kirk O'Bangs. Now I remember. He sang that once before, didn't he, bud?
Yeah, I distinctly remember him going, I want to be rich. God damn.
Well, Dr. Sadler... good luck, man.
Don't want nothing more. I want to be rich.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back. Brought to you by PhilHenryShow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Why? 50,000-plus hours of the radio show, netcasts, videocasts, home movies, television pilots, TV interviews, you name it, we got it. You name it, we claim it. You got it, my friend.
World-famous Phil Henry Show at PhilHenryShow.com can be had for 1 month or 1 year. Get a subscription now at PhilHenryShow.com, and you'll be glad you did. You'll be the envy of everybody, and they'll go, yeah. They'll come up to you and slap you.
On the back.
Yeah, on the back. They won't slap your face.
PhilHenryShow.com. That's our home. Make it yours, too. Become a member of the BSP family today.
That's me.
Steakhouse.
Come on down. Come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have Steak Ted Salad. It's got the blue cheese. It's got the croutons. You're going to love it at Ted's of Beverly Hills, $9.99.
Here at Ted's.
It's Beverly Hills.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
Ted Bell with us here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and always good to talk with you, Ted. And you have that new Steak Ted Salad. Is that it?
It is a salad, Phil, that is essentially, we use very thin slices, delicious thin slices. Can I move over? I got Sally here. I'm going to move in the office, all right? We've got very thin, tender slices, Phil. Tender as a mother's heart. I'm telling you, this is steak that is flambéed at your table. Then it is taken back into the kitchen, sliced. I can't emphasize how thin. Almost paper thin, and you know they make the joke about you can see through it. Well, I insist on the slices of steak Ted, very thin slice.
That you can almost see through.
Who is that?
It's Margaret, Ted.
I'm sorry, Margaret, I'm having a hard time hearing. Yes, that you can almost see through. Very, very thinly sliced. Then we ladle that on top of the lettuce. We take some croutons, we take some blue cheese, you know, and... Whatever you're going to do with a salad, and it's called the Steak Ted Salad.
What is the blue cheese dressing?
What's that?
What is the blue cheese dressing?
It's a blue cheese dressing. What do you mean, what is it?
Well, I'm just wondering, what brand is it? Is it homemade? Is it made at the restaurant?
I got to get a chef. Is the blue cheese dressing Newman's Own? He says it's Newman's Own.
The Paul Newman brand.
Yes, Paul Newman. I guess we get some of the other stuff. We buy it at the supermarket. It's not. See, here's the thing. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. What we make at Ted's of Beverly Hills is fresh. It is made right here. The vegetables are from our garden, you know, so to speak. We buy them in a supermarket, but we like to think it's from our garden.
Well, it's either from your garden or it's not.
Right, I understand that, General, but the point that I'm trying to make, when you come to Ted's and you get our food, whether it's the steak Ted, whether it's the potatoes, whether it's our great big Kansas City steer steak, whether it is the gargantua, whether it's our Randy Rides Alone tenderloin, or it's Tall in the Saddle, which is our special Western Ted, whatever it is.
Wait, can I just back you up?
What?
What do you mean Randy Rides Alone? What is that?
What are you laughing at? What,
is that the name of the steak?
Yes. Randy Rides Alone is a tenderized Salisbury steak, okay, that we bring to your table in a saddle-shaped plate, okay? We love it. And then the other one is Tall in the Saddle. There's two. There's Randy Rides Alone and then Tall in the Saddle. Both of these are tenderized Salisbury steaks. One is seasoned with the special Ted powder, which is basically garlic powder, but we call it Ted powder. And the other has no seasoning at all. We give it to you. It's on seasoning. We want you to taste the meat. And we say it. When we bring it to your table, we want you to put your lips around that and taste only meat. Yeah. So that's...
You know, Ted, I know you say it, and I believe you when you say there's nothing salacious.
Margaret, let's not go down that road.
Come on, Margaret. No, but when you say, put your lips around it, yeah.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. Put your... Margaret, I would say it to you. I have the greatest respect for you, and you know that I love and respect Frank. When you come into my restaurant, Margaret, I want you to put your lips on my meat. What do you think of that?
I think it sounds vulgar and crude, and if I didn't know you better, I'd slap that smile off of your face.
Oh. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
Well, look, Ted, come on. Even you, you know, kind of gave it a extra, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, you got it. You know, I want you to put your lips on my meat. You said it just like that.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did, Ted. You went... We can play it back for you if you want.
All right. But I'm not saying, Margaret, you know me better than that. What I mean is, I want you to enjoy... Yes, I'll say it. I want you, Margaret Gray, to enjoy Ted's meat in front of your husband.
And you don't think there's anything vile or vulgar about that?
No! I'm proud. And by the way, the new Ted steak, or steak Ted salad, okay, $9.99, and we serve that with the flambéed steak Ted, okay?
So you flambé the steak and then you put it on the salad?
No. The steak that's on the salad was flambéed, you know, that earlier in the afternoon. It might have been somebody's order that they didn't finish. It doesn't make any difference.
Holy crap, you're feeding me steak that came off of some guy's plate?
No, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to take that steak and throw it into a garbage can with starving people all over the world. I'll throw it into a garbage can so that General Shaw doesn't feel offended. Yeah, what's the big deal? I'm taking it off of a guy's plate. We make sure, because I have staff watching, that the guy, whatever meat we take off a guy's plate, he didn't have in his mouth or...
Oh, come on, Ted.
What's the story? What's the story?
Come on, man. You're taking meat off of someone else's plate.
Yeah, if they haven't touched it. All right, never mind. Forget I bring it up.
Ted, I think if that gets around...
Yeah, Mr. Bell, I wouldn't want to come in your restaurant and have another guy's meat.
Oh, my God, you think I sound salacious.
All right, let's get off that kick and let's continue on now with the whatever the hell it was we're talking about.
We're talking about the steak, Ted. We're talking about the fact that I'm very proud of that. We flambé. The steak, Ted, is a flambéed steak. So that when you come into Ted's in Beverly Hills, okay, and we set fire to it right there at the table, I say that, okay? I douse it with a beautiful vodka, I set it on fire, I burn it until it's black, and then I dump it on your plate, and I go, stick that in your mouth, sister. And you want to know something? People love it, and they come back for more.
I don't believe it.
Oh, Margaret, you know, I have to say, I'm very shocked at your thought process, okay? You have a, you know, the way you think...
You're going to say I've got a dirty mind. I don't believe that you say that to people.
Don't believe what?
So you incinerate this steak. Man.
Phil, I can guarantee you it is very, very rare in the middle. It's almost cold.
You're serving me a real rare steak.
You know that rare steak is cold in the middle. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, well, look at this. We got steak connoisseurs. Okay, the steak Ted, which is incinerated. We don't just flambé it. We incinerate it, okay? And then we take that, we shove it with the heel of our hand onto your plate, we hand you a knife and a fork, and we go, shove that in your mouth. And if it was you, Margaret, yes, I'd say that, and I'd say that with all due respect, and I guarantee you, Frank would abide.
You know what? I would love to hear from Frank. Get Frank on the phone.
Holy Jesus.
Dad, it's kind of late.
Get him on the phone.
Frank Gray is going to come on the line. I'm kind of interested to know what he would think of you saying that to his wife.
I guarantee you he's not going to care.
Yeah, it's great.
Frank.
Frank Gray.
Frank, I'm talking to Ted about the new Steak Ted salad.
Are you on the Henry Show?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Frank, it's Ted Bell. How are you, buddy? Hey, Ted. How's it hanging? Going great. Margaret wants to ask you some questions about our new Steak Ted. And you've had it, right?
I've had the Steak Ted, but I haven't had the Steak Ted salad.
Frank, Ted said that he would say to me in front of you, here, take my meat and shove it here. So what did you say?
This is what I said I would say, Frank. I would say to your wife, take my meat, stick it in your mouth, and smile.
All right, well, that's the Ted Bell slogan, honey. I mean, you understand that when it says it's going to stick its meat into your mouth, it's talking about the tenderness of its meat. And it's not talking about...
All right, let's not be graphic, Frank.
All right, I wasn't going to be graphic, but it's talking about putting its meat in its mouth, okay? Now, my wife, who has gone to Ted's of Beverly Hills as many times I have, and it's enjoyed itself, haven't you, honey?
Yes, I have.
All right. So when I take it with me, and there's no prouder man on earth than when I've got it on my arm, and it's looking good in a tight dress, and I'll say to it, and then Ted comes up to us, and I say to it, table for two. And Ted, what do you say?
I say, right this way, sir. And I see you have your lovely wife with you tonight.
And then what?
And I say, I see you have your lovely wife tonight, and there's nothing I'd like more than to shove my meat right into her mouth.
That's exactly. And what do you say, Margaret?
He has never said those words to me, Frank, and you know it.
Oh, come on, will you? You know, Margaret, that's bound to okay, so it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, so you've never said that, Ted.
Well, what difference does it make, man? That the intention is the same. Margaret, you're here. Frank's here. Margaret, I say this with great respect. I want my meat, your lips, I want them on it. Yeah, see, honey?
You know something? Both of you guys need a jail cell. I think the two of you ought to be locked up together for about 6 months. Then let's see what meat goes into what mouth.
Oh, my God! I don't believe you said that.
See that? This, and I married it. I married it 40 years ago, and it's just...
I'll tell you... You need to get your wife in hand, Mr. Gray.
Oh, he's not getting anything in hand. The only thing he's getting in hand is what he's got swinging between his legs. And he'll have his hands all over that for the next 6 months.
Oh, that's thanks a lot, Ted.
Do anything. Are you trying to tell me that I did something?
Because it's cutting me off. All on account of you and your meat.
Are you there, Frank?
Yeah, I'm here. Listen, I was only kidding around, honey. You know that every time I talk about you to the guys, I say it's the greatest woman.
I know, Frank. We'll talk about it when I get home.
Oh, how about that, okay? So this is the problem. And every time I come on your program, excuse me, Phil, every time I come on your program and I try to sell something, it turns into an indictment of me being some kind of a smut peddler.
Ted... it's not my fault, man. You come on here.
No, not much.
You come on here, man, to promote your steak, and you always say the same thing. I'd love to shove it in your face, in your mouth. You know exactly what you're saying.
I am telling you for the last time, I don't mean anything salacious by it. I'd like the people that come by so I can get a plug in, okay? Because all I do is buy time here in Burley.
All right, go ahead.
I'd like people to come by, get the steak, Ted. We flambe it right at your table. We incinerate it. We shove it under your plate. It's as tender as a mother's heart. Okay, you scrape away the burnt part, and then you have the beautiful tender meat. We slice it up thin as you dare, and we put it on the croutons and lettuce and whatever they put into a salad. I forget. $9.99, and it's at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
The Steak Ted salad.
Steak Ted salad. And, of course, don't forget to get the Steak Ted flambéed, and then I'd love for you to bring your wife in so I can put my meat in her mouth.
Oh, my God, you sounded like a girl there.
You did, Phil.
Come on.
Come on, what?
You're trying to tell me that there's no double entendre there.
For the 958th time, no, there isn't.
Ted Bell, folks, from Ted's of Beverly Hills, our special guest. As always, Ted, great to have you with us.
Yeah, sure.
I beat it, man.
Ted's God, I beat it, man. Beverly Hills. All right, come on in, folks. House, come on down. You know, even if Phil Henry doesn't really get how life works, I know you do. Come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills for a delicious steak. Try our steak, Ted. Try it all in Ted's of Beverly Hills. Yeah. Here put it in your mouth. You want to put our meat in
your mouth. Ted Bell, folks, from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Try it today. Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm General Kalen Shaw. Thanks for listening, folks. Don't forget the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. A subscription for a month or for a year could prove to be invaluable in the future days, months, and weeks, and years of your life.
Get a subscription today. Yeah.
Frank Gray, I bought one for it, and it loved it. Right, honey?
Yes.